Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021. I'm Rich Trappolino. Microsoft's security team announced it discovered a phishing-as-a-service organization dubbed Bulletprooflink that provides phishing services to cybercriminal organizations. Clients pay Bulletprooflink $800 to register, after which it provides built-in hosting for phishing URLs, email sending services, and collecting credentials from attacks. Bulletprooflink also maintains a separate store for new phishing email templates. Microsoft described the group as technically advanced. Reuters sources say the European Commission will present a legislative proposal for a mobile phone charger standard on September 23rd. Part of this proposal will also see the sale of chargers decoupled from devices. A partnership between General Motors and Amazon will see Echo devices getting support for OnStar's emergency services when used at home. The service will first roll out to select existing OnStar customers and then more broadly in 2022. No word on how much the service will cost. Facebook's Ray-Ban Stories glasses attempt to warn others around the wearer that a recording is happening by using LEDs in the corner of the frames. Ireland's Data Protection Commission said Friday that it's asked Facebook to demonstrate the effectiveness of these lights. Italy's privacy agency has raised concerns about the same thing. Security researcher Park Minchin disclosed a security vulnerability in how macOS handles internet location files, which could let an attacker run commands without warning or prompts. macOS Finder allows files with the .inet lock extension to execute arbitrary commands. These files could be embedded in emails and triggered with a click. It appears Apple attempted to fix the issue without assigning a CVE identification number, blocking execution of embedded commands with a file prefix, but Minchin discovered changing the case of the file prefix would still allow code to run. Lithuania's defense ministry recommended consumers avoid buying and dispose of current Chinese mobile phones. This follows a report from the country's National Cybersecurity Center, which found that Xiaomi phones have the ability to detect and censor specific items on devices. Though this software is off on devices sold in the EU, the report alleges this can be turned on remotely. The U.S. Justice Department is investigating Zoom's $15 billion proposed acquisition of the customer service software company Five9. According to a notice on the Federal Communications Commission website, this investigation will look at the proposed transfer of Five9's authorization to act as a common carrier connecting domestic and overseas networks and determine if there is a risk from Zoom's substantial operations in China. Zoom said it expects to obtain regulatory approval on the deal in the first half of 2022. Twitch and the National Music Publishers Association, or NMPA, reached a deal which could serve as a framework for a future music licensing agreement. Under the deal, Twitch will pay a financial settlement for past music use on its platform and provide NMPA members an opt-in deal allowing for future collaborations to bring new facets to both the gaming experience and songwriter exposure. Twitch also created a new process for music rights holders to report unauthorized use, which will now see Twitch issue a warning to accounts rather than automatically suspending them like they have under the DMCA. Apple plans to bring verifiable COVID-19 vaccination cards to Apple Wallet. This will use the International Smart Health Card standard that will be signed with a private key and create a public key to verify your info. No word on when this will roll out. Facebook's VP of Product Marketing, Graham Mudd, warned in a blog post that we expected increased headwinds from platform changes, notably the recent iOS updates, to have a greater impact in the third quarter compared to the second quarter. The company also revealed it inadvertently underreported iOS web conversions from advertisers by an average of 15%. Apple added dynamic head tracking for spatial audio in Apple Music with the release of iOS 15, which provides a fixed-in-place virtual presence to instrument and vocals when listening on AirPods Pro or AirPods Max. Apple announced at WWDC that head tracking was coming to Apple Music in the fall, but didn't specifically tie the release to iOS 15. Google Maps and Android Auto will now automatically orient its user interface optimally based on whether it's being used on right or left-hand drive vehicles, placing key controls within easier reach of the driver. Users will also be able to manually toggle this setting. Previously, Google Maps always placed key controls on the left side of the screen. And finally, Marvel and SiriusXM are launching the Marvel Podcast Unlimited channel for $4 a month. It includes early and exclusive access to scripted and unscripted shows like Marvel's Wolverine, The Long Night, Marvel Method, hosted by Method Man, and This Week in Marvel. Marvel's Declassified is a history of Marvel comic show available only on the channel. And October 4th, subscribers get early access to Marvel's Wastelanders, Hawkeye. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.